the six, we rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight, bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time, in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
And you are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. This is your hosts, Thompson and Thompson, here for you on the first Friday morning of the fall semester. And don't forget, you can call us here at the station. That number is 540-231-9888, 540-231-WUVT for your back-to-school requests. And you just heard Nancy Sinatra with Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down.
Much more WUVT music. We'll be right back.
Thank you. roots pulled us down, and destiny which broke us apart. You tamed the lion in my cage, but it just wasn't enough to change my heart. Now everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top. That this ceremony, your corrupt ways had finally made you blind. I can't remember your face anymore. Your mouth has changed, your eyes don't look in mine. The priest wore black on the seventh day and sat stone faced while a building burned. I waited for you on the running boards near the cypress tree while the springtime turned. To autumn, the idiot wind blowing like a circle around my skull. From the Grand Coulee Dam to the Capitol, the idiot wind blowing every time you move your teeth. You're an idiot, babe. It's a one.
father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things rotting fast in their sleep. Oh, the dead. 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd killed 10,000 people with a slight of his hand, running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the behavior. I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
Children, Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down. Bonnie and Clyde advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Weeks for the sky, sweet talking Clyde would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jukebox bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning. Yeah.
tribal information. A federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. They died.
WUVT.
And yes, this is your radio station, WUVT, and today mostly sunny with highs around 88 degrees, and tonight partly cloudy with lows around 66. And tomorrow there is a chance of thunderstorms, so don't forget that umbrella of yours. Same goes for Saturday night. There'll be a 30% chance of thunderstorms with lows around 64 degrees. You just heard Georgie Fame with Bonnie and Clyde. Before that was Sufjan Stevens with John Wayne Gacy Jr. Before that was The Zombies with Care of Cell. 44, here's Thompson.
Hello, are you interested in bugs? Then you can come to the second annual Hokey Bug Fest on Saturday, October the 20th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This family-friendly event will be held in the Latham Ballroom at the Inn at Virginia Tech. Attractions include the Alberti Flea Circus, the Hokey Bird, an insect zoo, and dozens of fantastic exhibits. For more information, you can visit www.hokeybugfest.org.
And next up is Rocky Raccoon.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is our showdown. But Daniel was hot, he threw fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie
pie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room. Only to find Gideon's Bible.
stone. He rides through your dreams on a coach and horses, and the fence posts in the moonlight look like bones. Well, they stop trying to hold him with a mortar, stone, and chain. He broke out of every prison. Well, the boots mount the staircase, the doors flung back open. He's not there, for he has risen. He's not there, for he has risen. Some say he once killed a man with a guitar string. He's been seen at the table with the kings. Well, he once saved a baby from drowning. There are those that say beneath his coat there are wings. Some say they fear him.
And that was the man with the harmonica before that, Tom Waits, with Black Wings. And, of course, before that was The Usual Suspects, The Cramps. And don't forget, you are in tune with WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. And you can call us here at the station. That number is 540-231-9888. 540-231-WUVT. That's the number for your back-to-school requests. And next up, we're going to play a very special track. This is Arlo Guthrie with Alice's Restaurant Thanksgiving Day Massacre. And I'd like to dedicate this to my mom, dad, and little brother, the Notorious Green Star Gang. So here goes, the Alice's Restaurant Thanksgiving Day Massacre.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice in the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. That's why we call this song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. It all started about four Thanksgivings ago. It was about 4 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to see Alice and her husband Ray and Facha the dog. Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, though. She lives in a church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower. Living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be, seeing as how they took out all of the pews. And having all that room down there, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for an extra special long time. Having all that garbage in there, we decided that it would be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the town dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the town dump. But we got there, and there was a big sign and a chain across the road saying, "Closed on Thanksgiving." And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. So with tears in our eyes, we drove off down the road looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off of the side of the side road was a 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile was better than two little ones, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Went back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat. Went to sleep and didn't get up until the next day when we got a phone call from Officer Obi. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage. Just wanted to know if you have any information about it." I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obi, I cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obi for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter, and Obi said we had to go down and pick up the garbage, but first we had to go down and see him at the police officer station. So we got back in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction and headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone. Which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect that anyway. And the other possibility was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. said, Obie, we can't pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, kid, shut up. Get in the back of the patrol car. And we sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. Now, friends, I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this was happening. They got three